7:33 with the morning after in for Denny today, Q105. It's Eric Chase, Bumble Ashley, Paul the producer.
Good morning.
Good song.
Ludacris?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no lyrics. It's all instrumental. After 8 o'clock today, friend of ours, a big fan of the show, Coach Dan Watson from the Toledo Walleye will be in to hang out with us. That's after 8 o'clock this morning. You know they had the play yesterday?
What play?
Really?
The Walleye.
Oh.
They didn't perform a play.
I was like, wait, what was it called? A la turkey?
Yes, exactly.
Turkey on ice?
They had the play yesterday. I got to ask him when he gets here, like, why did they make you play on Thanksgiving? Like,
why do they make the Lions play on Thanksgiving?
That's tradition.
It's tradition.
Right. It's been happening for 80 years. I don't think the ECHL has any traditions that last 80 years. I don't think the league is even that old, but I am curious why they made them play. I did see something the other day that made me think, and we can do it now. It's up on our Q105 Facebook page, or 419-240-1055, 240-1055. Who died too soon to give us like great stuff on social media?
Oh.
What do you mean? No? What did you think I was talking about?
No, I was following along.
Took
me a minute.
Did you think that the show sheet meant something else?
No. I was just where
I didn't
you
know
are,
what it meant.
Where
I was
you're
like,
going
what
right
do you
now
mean
with
this?
Dead too soon for social media. 419-240-1055. Who died too soon to give us like great stuff on social media? Now, and it could be any social media platform. It can be Facebook. It can be Twitter. It can be Instagram. It can be Snapchat. Don't give me any of this Reddit or Tumblr stuff. Let's stick with like the four main ones. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
419-240-1055. Who died too soon that would have been incredible on social media? A couple of the ones that I have are probably already great parody accounts.
Probably.
Like Jesus was on my list.
Oh, sure.
But there's like a dozen Jesus Twitter accounts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's funny stuff. But I have some other people as well. Ashley, you said Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah, I think Michael Jackson would have been hilarious.
Hilarious?
Yeah, hilarious. Hilarious and interesting to see like what kind of hot water would he actually have gotten himself into by like a random, like he took too much pain medication one night and started posting random things that were happening.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah. Oh, sure. He'd be like, it's Friday night and we're having a sleepover.
Yeah, kind of something like that. Yeah.
All right, sure.
And like what'd you say, Kevin McAllister's rolling down next to me.
And then his doctors wake up or like this happens at like 4:30 in the morning and they're like, can you delete those tweets of Michael's? Yeah. Michael's took too many medications again. All right, I get it now.
Yeah.
He was around though for like the infancy of Twitter and for Facebook. When did he die? Like 2009? 2010?
I think it was like 2008.
Okay, but you're right. Not a bad one.
Yeah.
419-240-1055 or our Facebook page. Paul, do you have any?
I'm trying to think. I think, you know, old school comics, I think, would be great.
Like who?
And I sound like I'm 100 years old when I say George Burns, but I read some old quotes from old man Burns, and he was, you know, he was old even when whatever, but I think he would have been great.
No, you're right, because you made me think of like Richard Pryor.
Oh, yeah.
Uncensored. Sure. Uncensored. Who the other guy? The white guy, 730 words.
Oh,
George
Carlin.
Carlin,
yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Here are the people on my list. So I'm like a history nerd. So I'd want to see what some of these people one would be. I told you I'm reading this book, so Leonardo da Vinci. I want to see like all his neat drawings and stuff, like his flying machine and his like submersible things. Abraham Lincoln. On Twitter.
Yeah, maybe.
Pounding the keys away.
This Frederick Douglass guy keeps telling me to let all the black people go.
Sure, yeah.
Right. This short guy keeps wanting to debate me. That was the Stephen What's-His-Face and all the other... think I might get shot tonight going to the play.
Yeah.
Like looking forward to
my bodyguards with
me. Or he might do, oh, she's making me go to the play again. I'd rather get a hole in the head than...
Yes. I want Columbus.
Oh, gosh.
Did anybody remember the smallpox blankets? like that first tweet where he goes, we're finally here in the East Indies.
Yeah, sure.
And then, like, it'll be like a native response. Nope, we discovered it first. Or some Viking shows up and says, nope, we've been here already, you dumb Italian.
Yeah,
breaking news. World's not flat.
Biggie and Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
So they could do their beef.
On Twitter.
Right, Twitter beef.
That would have saved a lot of shooting, let's be honest.
Yes.
That would have saved.
And a lot of traveling. East Coast, West Coast, oh, for sure. Back and forth.
I guess for like inspirational reasons, and not like he's a legendary figure, but not necessarily to me, but Vince Lombardi.
Yeah.
Like good cursing.
Sonny Bono.
No.
I would have liked
Sonny Bono.
What?
The Cher, him and Cher's life. Everyone wants to know what happened in that
going
house.
Going skiing today.
Yeah. A lot of damn trees, but I'm going skiing.
See you tomorrow, hitting the slopes.
419-240-1055. People who are dead, who would have been great. This is not like a famous person, but my grandfather, my mom's dead, because I never met him. I was a little baby when he died. So I'd like to see like what was going through, because I guess in a way, he gave me my first baseball glove when I was a little teeny tiny baby. So I'm curious like what he would have been tweeting about and how much I would have connected to him as an adult not knowing who he was.
Kids here.
For like posterity.
The baby was born. Don't know what to give him. Going to give him a baseball glove.
Right. Found this baseball glove in the trash. Let me give it to him. Spawn's love of baseball. I got a couple more that are... I went Babe Ruth, who was like a hardcore partier and drinker, and then went and played ball.
Oh, he would selfie himself all night long.
Right.
Yeah.
Selfie and drunk at 3 a.m. Hit 4 home runs in the next game.
Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
JFK.
Up her own skirt.
That's my big one.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe, sure.
I want her. She would be my Instagram follow.
Yeah, for sure. 50,000 likes every. Mm-hmm. She's like... The first Kardashian.
Yes.
Oh, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then like Jackie O would be like, why do you keep liking her posts so much? And JFK's like, I don't know, I'm just an actress.
I don't even know who she is. She'd be like, I invented the selfie.
I have one more, but now that I've dropped some, do you guys have any?
Yeah, just JFK for sure. I like that. Presidents, I think, would be cool. But you see, we would never expect anything as outrageous as we get now. So
Yes, I would.
But I think it would be like after they get out of office, you know, that
Who's
sort of
the
thing.
Guy that did the late show with the white hair?
Letterman?
Johnny Carson.
You mean the Tonight Show?
Is that what it was? Yes. What I say, the late night show?
You are younger. Okay, that's
mixing
perfect.
Mixing them up.
Couple on our Facebook page. Bruce Lee on Snapchat. That would be dope.
Oh.
And Jimi Hendrix on Instagram.
What's all that smoke? Jimi Hendrix on Instagram would
and
be awesome.
I forget why. Oh, I remember now. Judy Garland.
That would probably be a little Twitter battle as well.
Got to roll with some wizard and a witch. Probably not going to amount to much. They want me to wear these dumb shoes.
Shoes killing my feet.
#rubies.
Right. Told them I ain't doing no hot air balloon.
That's nice. Hilarious.
There you go. And I didn't grab any of the ones from the other day where
#people
were posting.
Who are these munchkins?
Right, exactly. Right.
Because where I'm from, we toss them around a bar, but now they're everywhere.
Don't they know I'm afraid of midgets?
Little people.
#little people.
Get a new agent. 7:42 with The Morning After in for Denny on Q105. What do we have next? We'll do some entertainment next. We've got an entertainment segment on the way in just a couple of minutes before 8 o'clock. We'll do this Post Malone story. Post Malone has some really good music, but he set the internet ablaze during the week. We'll get that and more before 8 on Q105.